Welcome to I'm Screaming, a podcast for anyone who's ever felt like shamelessly screaming at the top of their lungs over a moment in pop culture.
Because sometimes pop culture can be scary and you just gotta let it out. Let's scream about it together.
Hello, Megan.
Hello, Giselle.
I'm quite proud of us. 2 weeks in a row.
Of course.
Of course, we're back.
I mean, baby. We are so back, as we're the kids so back. Say. We are so back. I'm very happy to be here.
I mean, me too. I was truly looking forward to this today. We are just, as we always do, gabbing a little bit about our lives. And this, I feel, for both of us is like a needed break from just life.
Absolutely. But I will say, I mean, I feel like in recent episodes, we've been complaining so much about how hot it is. And it's been a beautiful week in good old
New York. Like sat outside for like fully an hour and a half today and worked because it was like gorgeous, as
I
you just
know.
Said. Gorgeous.
I'm so jealous you have outdoor space.
Come over. Come
She's
over.
A lucky girl. I know I should.
Lucky girls. I literally am a lucky girl though with my like electric fly killer bug killer next to me though, because like fully like I'm trying to be a lucky girl in the backyard, but then like bugs are everywhere, so I'm like,
yeah, that is the thing, isn't it? That is always, there's always a thorn.
Every rose has its thorn. It's also August. Oh, go ahead.
It's gonna be a little tangent.
Love a tangent, always.
Every rose has its thorn, right?
Right, of course.
Made me immediately think of the Miley Cyrus cover of that song.
Of course.
And do we know what's going on with Miley?
Well, no.
People straight up think she's in a cult.
I mean, the thing about it is, like, it wouldn't be shocking, but I definitely believe that she's, like, not going to tour again. Like, I think she's kind of like, I'm really rich, I hate touring, so I'm not doing it anymore. Mm-hmm. People are saying it's because of the cult, but I kind of felt she was doing that before the cult.
Well, I just don't know. It's just weird.
I don't even really understand what the cult, which is, she did that Disney Plus movie.
Yeah, which came out like the same day as the album.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like Miley is literally just like, I want to turn looks and just vibe. Like, that's really what I feel like she's doing. It kind of sucks because, like, I feel as though she is one person that I will be sad that I, like, never, in theory, will see live, maybe. Unless we get our asses to fucking Miami and go to the
if that happens,
New Year's thing. I know,
I feel
right?
like she's disappeared off the face of the earth. I saw a tweet last night. It was like, where is Miley? The three replies were, streets are saying cult. Like, everyone's saying cult.
The streets.
Like, literally, like. And so, like,
yeah, I mean, her last post was an ad 6 days ago for Gucci Beauty.
Oh, I
but, like,
that.
It had to be filmed so long ago because it's, like, her hair from so long ago.
Right.
It's, like, the shortcut with the bangs.
Also, people were saying that, like, her captions seemed like they were literally, like, AI generated, like, for the last, like, 6 months since the album came out, basically.
Oh,
which is they're kind of dark. Like, it's, you know, I mean, like, remember she used to do those like lives during COVID and whatever.
I mean, this, I'm just like, oh my, people, we always say this, like, the parasocial relationships are at an all-time scary level right now. But like Miley on May 24th wrote a message. Notes that sent from heaven, which is just like fucking insane.
It's so not.
For clarity, I feel connected to my fans now more than ever. When I win, we win. Even if I don't see them face to face every night at a concert, my fans are felt deeply in my heart, yada yada yada. And then like some random person, hey, it's wine.
Yeah, I see this. This is the top comment for me too.
Yeah, glad you feel connected with your fans more than ever because we don't feel the same. Like, okay, we understand you have a private life and the least we want you to do is sacrifice that to give us body and soul in your work all the time because we're humans. We understand we all have our limits. We feel abandoned and left in the dark. Like, go off, speak your mind. Honestly, I don't feel like this person was as disrespectful as some of these people are, but it's just wild to me to really feel, like, no shade to Hey It's Wine. If you're a listener, we love you. But but like fully, it's wild to like write these paragraphs. I mean, this will get into other things we talk about today, but like, it is just wild. And like, also, yeah, Miley, I don't know what's going on. We always said she was like kind of the sane one. Like, she was crazy, but she knew she was crazy, which made her sane.
Mm-hmm.
But it's, yeah, it's giving darkness.
It is giving darkness. I mean, I'm laughing at Ryan Tedder's comment on this Instagram post, which is, sleeping on a moving bus is literal hell. I'm right there with you, Miley, heart.
Ryan Tedder, when was the last time fucking, what was his band's name?
One Republic.
One Republic? Yeah, you're right. When was the last time One Republic toured? Who's calling for a One Republic tour?
I loved One Republic.
Okay, yes. Justice on their name.
I saw One Republic at the Jones Beach Amphitheater, and it was a great night.
Okay, I do want to see a concert at Jones Beach.
Yeah, we got to do that. But
yeah, I mean, I am looking this summer. I am looking at the socials, and it is giving, like, only promo shots. It's like, mm-hmm. It goes from, like, Miley and Dolly New Year's Eve to mm-hmm. end the summer vacation and like fully just professional right. promo,
which like maybe she's just like living her life, and honestly to that I salute her, but also like she is friends with those girls who are in that cult, and it's yeah. like it's dark. I hope she's well.
I also hope she's well, because the girls, the three girlies of my childhood, are, I don't know if they're doing well. Demi's releasing rock versions of all her old songs. Selena Gomez is...
Well, her show's about to come back.
I know. Like, the thing about Selena Gomez is, career-wise, she is maybe doing well, but I feel as though Selena Gomez is also someone, once again, someone we're going to talk about later. I think Selena Gomez is mean.
You think?
I think she's not good.
Oh, interesting.
You watched her documentary.
I did.
I felt as though the documentary was giving I'm not very nice either, but like... I feel like she's a mean girl, kind of.
I feel like she, her persona is a bit like, you know, like, aw shucks, girl next door. And I think she's definitely a bit more normal than that.
Yeah.
I don't know if she's like mean. I mean, what we've learned is that these documentaries aren't portraying reality.
Absolutely.
In a lot of ways, right? So the fact that Selena didn't come across well in the doc.
Right.
You know? But also, like, who knows? Maybe, I don't know. These docs, they're really just propaganda, aren't they?
Absolutely propaganda, which, I mean, I guess we can roll into
this. Yeah, should we just tackle it?
Let's just tackle it. I mean, this is something that I really, it was not on my 2023 bingo card, actually.
No.
And the news has come out that three of Lizzo's former dancers, her former big girls, as she calls them, as the show calls them.
The Emmy-winning show,
Lizzo's Big Girls. They are suing Lizzo for sexual harassment and workplace misconduct, correct?
Mm-hmm. And her dance captain.
Oh, yeah, they're suing Lizzo. The article makes sure to say that they're suing Melissa.
Well, and you have to use someone's.
No, like... I know. It just made me laugh that they said that in the article. They're not suing Lizzo, they're suing Melissa.
I always want to call her Lizzie.
Right.
When I want to call her by her real name. Like, oh, Elizabeth,
God,
but
her
it's
her God-given Melissa. Name. And the dance captain and whatever. I mean, we were just saying once again before we got on this call, we got on our Zoom, that this is so layered. Mm. This is very layered for me. Because number one, if the rumors are true, yeah, Lizzo is not a nice person. And apparently she is quote unquote fat shaming her dancers, which ultimately proves to be extremely ironic because her message is preaching body positivity.
Yeah.
Regardless of anyone's weight, her message in life in general, her brand is preaching body positivity, which makes the shaming, body shaming weird.
Here's what I'll just say about the allegations, and like I'm not saying like what it sounds like is that Lizzo created a really like enabled a really toxic environment for her,
yeah,
for people employed by her, because more people have come out, like the woman who was supposed to direct the documentary, yeah, said documentary that we talked about, basically came out and said, like, I had to drop out because it was awful. Like, it was a really awful experience, and an awful experience for, like, women, other Black women, whatever. But I do think there's, like, it's confusing because they're suing both Lizzo and the dance captain. And I don't know if you saw that video from the dance captain where she's, like, in the car that she posted yesterday. And she's like, hi, everyone. I just want to say, like, God loves you and God is love. And, like, went off on this, like, long thing of, like, basically, like, really, like, creepily freaking smirking the whole time. Her name's Charlene Quigley. And basically is like, God is so, so good and all this stuff. So, like, a lot of the allegations are against her, but also that, like, Lizzo knew that, and against Lizzo as well. But, like, that, like, when that girl was, like, Peter Pants, apparently, because she was afraid to go to the bathroom. I think that's, like, the dance captain. But also, yeah. Of course, Lizzo, like, employs all these people. She's responsible for, you know, the experience that they have.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. I mean, I say what I'm about to say, saying that I think it's not kosher workplace behavior for anyone. I think that we sometimes blur the lines between our friends and our employees. And I think that we know the industry has a level of sexism that is, like, not okay. Mm-hmm. And, like, I think with some of the allegations of, like, I'm assuming Lizzo taking all her dancers and her friends and her people to, like, strip clubs and, like, you know, mm-hmm. they're having fun doing their thing, whatever. Like, number one, if Lizzo wants to go to strip clubs and fucking, like, do her thing, more power to her, like, you can do that. Number two, let's be so fucking for real. A lot of male artists take their entourage and crew to strip clubs and no one says a damn thing. All of that to say, number three, if she's making people touch people inappropriately and do all that, that's not cool. That's not what you should be doing, whatever. But, like, I don't like where people are like, how dare Lizzo take her friends and employees or whatever to strip clubs, where I'm like, okay, people do that. It's, like, not what I do. It's not what, you know what I mean? But, like, people do that. So I'm like, let's not get crazy just because she's a woman. But I do not fuck with sexual harassment in any way, shape, or form. Another part of this is, like, what I would love to understand and know is, like, what the fuck was Lizzo saying to make these people feel as though they couldn't just say, like, I don't want to touch this stripper, you know? Because that's what they're insinuating, is that, like, they all went to, in theory, went to these, like, strip clubs, and, like, Lizzo, from the articles, is forcing them to, like, touch the girls.
Right, and, like, eat bananas out of vaginas.
And eat bananas out of vaginas.
Yeah. Totally. And, like, obviously there's so much, like, that we don't know in terms of, like, what the environment was like, right? And I think I read as many articles, I feel like, as I could about this, basically, in the last couple of days. And I mean, like, what I garnered was that the environment on a basic level was, like, Lizzo had parties after every show. Yeah. Attendance wasn't mandatory, but it was very clear that if you weren't there, you weren't a favorite and your job security was low.
Right. Right.
Which is just, like, awful. HR.
Who's the HR manager? Call them.
So, like, and I do think, like, two of these girls were let go at some point. Right. Like,
yes, I do believe you're correct here.
So I don't know. It just all becomes really messy. And I think, you know, she's chanting at them to, like, do it, do it, do it, do it. Right. This is your employer. You feel really uncomfortable.
It's those blurred lines.
It's really, really dark. And it's really shitty. Obviously, I think, like, just a reminder, like, obviously, like, literally any person can be abusive in a position of power. Like, it doesn't matter, like, who they are, like, their background, their life. Like, people get power hungry and power drunk with power, basically. And they feel like they're untouchable. And they create an environment in which they're the law, right? And that what they want and they say goes. And that's what this seems like, right? Is that it's that kind of environment. And you lose sight of reality and you lose sight of what's okay and you lose sight of like treating people well.
And this, yeah,
I wasn't expecting this. Like, fully was not expecting this about Lizzo at all. It's a bummer. It fucking sucks, actually, that she just seems to be a shit person. And it's crazy that, and I know you watched the full documentary. I watched like half of it, right? But also like this public persona that she's created. I have told you the story many times about when I saw her at the VMAs and she was singing like, what's the Good as Hell or something.
Yeah, yeah.
Right. And she like stopped mid-song and she like gave this like empowering like speech about like everyone's beautiful and whatever. And I'm like in tears watching, right? Cause it's like really inspiring and like actually very cool. And to hear that someone like that is also capable of this behavior is really scary and a reminder that we just don't know these people. And, you know, there's just so much behind the scenes that of a lot of celebrities, like you said, you know, and totally. over the years, a lot, probably more men than women, right? At the end of the day. But again, like I said, when you get in this position of power and you feel this, like the celebrity, right, gets to your head, you lose touch with reality and you just become like a dictator, right? I mean, who knows? Maybe Lizzo's been awful her whole life, but I don't know.
I know. I feel so conflicted. I do. Conflicted in the way of just like, from what I'm reading, I'm like, this is terrible. And also, once again, like, this is a chronic case of like, your employees are like not your friends always. And like, if you're at someone's boss, like that doesn't mean you need to be their friend. And also like what's being surrounded by so many yes men is really scary, because I guarantee you all those people really close to Lizzo probably didn't tell her that it was being weird at all. Like, no, you know, and like, she should know, she should be a better person, but I'm just like, these toxic environments are perpetuated. And like, when you are in such a position of power, and as you were saying, Meg, you're drunk with power, like maybe not, but like I could see a world where like Lizzo is just like this in general. Like, she's always been like this, as you said, and like it's part of who she thinks is her brand and her humor. And then like it gets taken, like, you know what I mean? Like, it's like she's like, do it, do it, do it, and they're like, wait, I feel so uncomfortable. But Lizzo's like, my friends, like if they said they didn't want to do it, they wouldn't. Like, I don't know if that's actually true, because obviously a lot of people are saying it, but like I just feel so sad to believe that that all of this is true. I just want more information. It sucks that it feels as though like we took so many steps forward when it came to like this idea of like celebrities and pop stars not all looking alike, and now maybe it's a facade. Like, it's just sad in all ways, shapes, or form that regardless of it, like, her reputation is going to be tainted forever, and like her brand that she's built, not only for herself, but just for the world. Like, I've seen all these comments, like, of just people being annoying. And also people being sad, as we said, as you said. Like, it is really sad. So, I don't know. I'm sad.
No, honestly. I mean, I think, like, we've talked about this in the past, too, when it comes to Lizzo, right? Like, we've always, like, loved Lizzo, but also been very aware of how digestible she is in terms of, like, the industry and her audience and everything. And, like, in that way. So, of course, you know, I'm sure there are millions of people out there. You mean, you mentioned this before we got on here, but like with the Jonathan Majors thing, right? Who are just using this as an excuse to obviously like be racist and fatphobic and all that stuff. But which is never good, right?
Literally.
Because like the focus should be like, okay, like these women were all victims of something and like we should support them, and that's that. And like you said, Lizzo's brand is like, it's toast. Beyonce took her name out of the song last night. Like, she's,
I know,
she's done.
Literally. That was making headlines. She's done.
After the year she's had, I mean, lest we forget, she won fucking Record of the Year at the Grammys and got to like stand up and like profess her love for Beyonce. And then recently she's at Renaissance in Europe. And like, you know, the video of her, like, which was, I thought was so sweet. Like when Beyonce says her name and she's like there and she's so emotional. It's just like the fall from grace can be swift. You know what I mean? Like, it can be fucking splat. And this is what this is. And I mean, like, I don't know. I don't know.
I just truly like, yeah, I just truly, truly wonder, like, because I saw some things of people being like, or, you know, this is chronic, like, narcissistic behavior, which I fully believe. Mm-hmm. Like, I really, like, wonder if Lizzo's sitting here right now watching all this happen, like, once again, like, exhibiting narcissistic behavior and being like, wow, I, like, what? You know, like, I truly feel like that's a world we live in where, like, she fully, like, did all of this bullshit and, like, truly today is, like, shocked that people are saying things.
Yeah.
You know, like, I'm not saying that's good. I'm just saying, like, the way that she lived her brand so wholeheartedly.
Oh, my God.
In theory. Like, I really believe that, like, this caught her by surprise. I fully do.
Absolutely.
The way that she hasn't said anything, the way that, like, it's very, like, it's, I don't know. I definitely just feel like this was, like, Lizzo really never saw this coming, which is even more dark.
I mean, think back to when she put out rumors.
Literally.
Like, Lizzo, like, what is
narcissist? I mean, narcissist.
But also, this is, but also it kind of felt inauthentic because of Lizzo's image was so, like, you know,
yeah.
Not. But there's those lines, what is it? Let me see if I can find it. Where it's she talks about NDAs and yeah. People trying to sue her. And it's like, I had to cut some hoes loose. Yeah, NDA, no loose lips. Now them hoes trying to sue me. Bitch, I don't give two shits.
Yeah, I mean, once again,
this is
Lizzo's brand too. Like, I feel like she's, I mean, her team is obviously sitting in the wings trying to figure out how the hell to, like, save her brand. But, like, I am very... Also, Lizzo's just been always very quick to, like, when she's fucked up on something in theory, like, when she had spaz, remember in her song that she, yeah. Like, she took it out. And then there was, like, another thing that happened where, like, she always is very quick to, like, apologize and, like, own her shit. But, like, this just feels obviously very different because, like, it's been 3 days and, like, 2 days and we haven't heard anything from her. So, yeah, I'm just so intrigued by the Lizzo of it all, like, the narcissistic behavior of it all. It's so intriguing to me. Because I just don't think Lizzo thinks she's mean. Like, I don't think Lizzo thinks herself is mean, which is why this is so interesting to me. Because she is, obviously. But, like, she exists in a world, like, it's just wild.
I mean, this, it's like, it's because people are coming out of the woodwork now.
Right.
It's like, right. In response to the talk like this, the filmmaker that, like, I talked about, like, basically, like, I usually don't comment on anything pop culture related, but in 2019 I traveled a bit with Lizzo to be the director of her documentary. I walked away after 2 weeks. I was treated with such disrespect by her. I witnessed how arrogant, self-centered, and unkind she is. I was not protected and was thrown into a shitty situation with little support. My spirit said to run as fast as you fucking can, and I'm so grateful I trusted my gut. Reading these reports made me realize how dangerous of a situation it was. This kind of abusive power happens far too often. It's just like, and it's crazy because it's like, of course, I'm sure that these dancers that are in the lawsuit, like when Lizzo's Big Girls like won the Emmy and whatever, and she's like up on stage at the Emmys and it's like, we're everyone's celebrating her, right? And we were celebrating her, we're so happy. Like,
yeah,
I'm sure that was so triggering and awful, right? Like to feel like you were, because two of them were in the show.
Yeah.
And it's like, but yet you were just like being exploited and like completely treated with like, you know, zero respect. So it's really dark. It's just dark the way that people can be like this, and it's, and you're not like aware of it. I mean, in terms of like they can put on a performance, like,
yeah,
definitely. Of this like kindness. I mean, like, again, like we said, like, don't ever put any stock in celebrities, right? Like, don't
right,
don't bet your house that they're a good person, right? Because most of the time, what they do is they just let you down.
Yeah. I mean, very.
And we put them on a pedestal, right? Like, and then.
Definitely. Very intrigued to see how this plays out. Very intrigued to see Lizzo's statement. Very intrigued. Hope those girls are finding peace, all the things.
Yeah, I know. I mean, at this point, I'm intrigued to see if she'll make a statement.
Because I mean, if she wants a career later.
I know, but it's like,
it's so dark, actually.
It just feels like,
because this is her brand.
She's guilty. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah, no,
I know. Innocent until proven, all this stuff. But the way these people are coming out of the woodworks and saying that their experiences with her have been so awful. It's like a complete 180 from her image, and it's just bad. Anyway, treat people with kindness, as her bestie Harry Styles says, who's probably also a bad person because he's friends
literally
with and James Corden.
Right. Like, let's be so serious, everyone.
Oh, I don't know. I'm wearing a Love on Tour shirt right now, so can I speak that blasphemy? I don't think
so. I wore mine last night to sleep. So, girl, we're all here. Yeah, no, I mean, this is the thing. It's like, obviously, we have a pop culture podcast, so, like, we want our celebrities to be doing things to talk about, but at the same time, like, I want my celebrities that I like to kind of just, like, shut up and, like, make music and, like, be done, because then I can stand.
Right, exactly. It's just, it's disappointing. It's really disappointing.
Well, moving on to something else that's disappointing.
I don't know which one. It could be anything.
I mean, I'm also like, there's so many things that have disappointing slants. I feel like let's go to Zoe 102.
Okay, which we both.
It was disappointing, but it wasn't disappointing.
Like, it was like an hour and a half long. So it wasn't like, I didn't have to invest enough time in it for me to like, to have any real feelings about it, to be honest.
Yeah. Zoe 102 happened. It kind of snuck up on us.
I know. I feel like we're going to get canceled for watching it, though. I feel like people were boycotting it because we hate Jamie Lynn. But we had to do it for the podcast, for the research.
I'm sorry. Okay. Once again, like, Zoe 101 was my fucking favorite TV show.
Yeah.
And I don't care. Watched it proudly. I stand with Britney, but, like, I can't change the fact that Jamie Lynn Spears was, like, Zoe. I can't change it. I mean, she ruined it for herself because I don't know who this was, but this was not my Zoe.
Not my Zoe, not my Chase.
Not my Zoe or Chase. My Zoe and Chase had their shit together. Well, Chase didn't really, but my Zoe had her shit together. This Zoe, I couldn't believe what I was watching. I was like, this is a new character. This is literally not the same character.
No, absolutely not.
None of them were actually the same characters.
Highlights were the soundtrack, which was just full of like
the budget
bops, but they only had enough budget for like a chorus, maybe,
yeah,
like a verse of some of the songs. But when Used to Know Me came on by Miss Charlotte XCX herself, happy birthday to her.
Love her. She got up for
my Leo sister. That was a moment in time. Did a big gasp at "Don't Go Through Your Camera Roll."
Yeah, camera roll was really a moment.
Kacey Musgraves needed the check.
literally.
But the highlight for me was really the Quinn and Logan of it all, the OG enemies to lovers, which was so iconic. And thank God for them, because that last season of Zoe 101, when Chase was in England, was
when Austin Butler took over as the love interest.
I know, and poor Austin Butler, because like he was a nice guy on the show, but like everybody hated him because we just wanted Zoe to be with Chase.
Right. I mean, the whole entire, like, once again, if you're going to watch Zoe 102 and you haven't, like, spoilers, but, like, if you were a fan, you've seen it already.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it just, like, all of it. Them, Zoe, first of all, it's, like, 10 years later. Zoe and Chase, like, it was so funny to me because, like, Zoe's been hung up on Chase for the last 10 years because literally, like, a week or a month after high school, they were supposed to go to Hawaii and she didn't go. So, like, it's been, like, 10 fucking years.
And we didn't get a real explanation for why she didn't go. She, like, didn't tell him. She just ghosted him.
Yeah, she was just like, oh, it was getting too real. Like, it always failed, so I decided to fail it for us. Like, what?
And then she hired the guy from Glee who played Brody to play her boyfriend for Quinn and Logan's wedding.
He was one of my favorite parts of it all.
Single. And he was really great until the end when they like revealed him to like actually be a murderer, which was a running gag throughout the show because what's her face?
Who was awful?
Mark and
Stacey.
Stacey
was always awful, but she was awful in a different way.
Stacey has a podcast about murder. And was like thought that Zoe's like fake boyfriend was the murderer, and the whole joke was that I'm so sorry you weren't, whatever. And then at the end we see him like put a body in his trunk, and it's like too far, Paramount Plus,
right?
Too far. And then Michael like doesn't have a voice for half the movie, like how dare they?
Literally.
And like, yeah, Quinn and Logan were my favorite part.
Quinn, yeah, I mean, she looked
and
amazing.
Then of course Zoe and Chase get back together in the end, but it's like, why would Chase want to get back together with Zoe? Like, literally, he like breaks up with, well, him and his girlfriend had been broken up, but he brought her to make Zoe jealous, of course, conveniently.
And like Zoe has somehow managed to like avoid her friends for the last 10 years.
Yeah, she just like doesn't hang out with them anymore, but she's still Quinn's maid of honor somehow.
Yeah, like she only talks to Quinn.
No sense.
Lola is like nowhere to be found.
I know.
Victoria Justice, I know. She was at the premiere, so I know she had nothing going on.
She commented on one of their Instagrams like, oh my God, you guys look so great or whatever.
She was at the premiere.
What does she have going on that she couldn't have been in Zoe 102?
Literally, where the fuck was she?
She was in the finale, her and her like boyfriend. Remember her like random guy that she was dating?
Yeah.
Anyway, it was just like completely unnecessary, but like, I guess like wrapped a bow on it. If they thought they were going to get like what iCarly's getting because of this, think again.
iCarly, I mean, just to quickly segue, yeah, I'm watching iCarly. Like, I watched the first season of iCarly.
Okay.
And then like the second and third, or I watched.
Yeah, it's the third season just ended.
Yeah, yeah. So like the second season, I really like only saw a few episodes.
Well, I have to watch iCarly.
And then this third season, I am watching. I have like two more episodes left. And I'm sorry, like, because I started watching it again after Zoe 102. But like, it's good. I'm sorry. This is how you do nostalgia. Like, because like they did it in a way that like doesn't feel weird. Like they also were like cursing and drinking and like talking about sex, but like it's in a way that like is what?
Like alluding to sex.
Yeah, but it's like in a way that's actually like funny, and they have like new characters. Like Zoe's best friend is this black girl who's a lesbian, and like she's funny, and like Freddie and Carly are like older but like kind of the same, and like it's still funny. And like Miranda Cosgrove looks the fucking same, and also like is just her character. So like, and like what's the brother, he's really funny to me.
Yeah,
Spencer's funny, the mom is fun, like they're just all kind of funny, and it's so stupid that it works. I don't know. Yeah. I like it. I was never actually an iCarly like stan in back in the day. Like I watched it, but I wasn't obsessed with it. But I like really like it now.
Good. I'm glad. I really was into when they did, when Sam and Freddie were together.
Yeah.
That was my Super Bowl. And I was so obsessed with it because I never thought Carly and Freddie worked.
Right.
It felt very like Harry and Hermione to me.
Mm-hmm.
But it seems to work now.
It is. It's and actually, it's just like so corny.
On a cliffhanger, Giselle, so prepare yourself in case it doesn't get another season.
But I feel like it kind of will. Like, I feel like the people are watching iCarly. Like, iCarly's getting edits on TikTok. So, like, people are watching.
Literally, it came up on my
like, okay. Zoe 102 is not getting edits.
In, you know, the 10th grade again. Like, right. Just, I can't believe it. But anyway. Love to Paramount Plus, like
Paramount Plus keeping me alive, honestly.
Keeping Nickelodeon, former Nickelodeon child stars,
employed,
keeping a roof over their heads,
right? Zoe 102. I mean, another thing on our list that's another reboot, and we are finally talking about And Just Like That, yeah. Because Aiden finally was in the episode,
he was in it for longer than people thought. About 12 minutes towards the end, I thought they were going to fake us out, and it was going to be when he kind of like stood her up at the restaurant, or we thought he stood her up at the restaurant, but really there were two restaurants, the same
address
or something. And then I thought it was going to be like, they were going to see each other on the street, and then it was going to like cut to black, but it wasn't. And we got like conversations, and what was that jacket he was wearing? And he can't go into Carrie's apartment because it's too hard for him. So how are we going to get around that?
Yeah. I mean, it was satisfying. And also it was like, please, like it's been how many years, Aiden, get over it. But I mean, she really did break his heart. But
oh my God, he yelled it at her. Never forget when he yelled it at her.
Literally.
You broke my heart.
I mean, as was most people, like obviously I was like a Mr. Big apologist because, you know, like she just was a Mr. Big apologist. But I, similarly to how I felt in Scandal, where like obviously I was a Fitz apologist, but like I really liked Jake.
Yeah.
Like I was a Mr. Big apologist, but like I really liked Aiden. And like I felt like with both of these shows, like they found a secondary man who like you could actually find yourself rooting for.
Right.
Which is hard sometimes when Absolutely. Like we just said in Zoe 101, no one was rooting for Austin Butler.
Absolutely not. Never.
Like Aiden felt real enough mm-hmm. that the stakes were high. So like right. seeing and Aiden
different enough from Big in this like interesting way.
Yeah.
Yeah. I hadn't watched Sex and the City until a couple years ago, in full.
Right.
So I always was like, I'm an Aiden girl because like Big is mean. That's what right. I knew about Sex and the City, right? Is that he wasn't very nice to her. So I was like, oh, like, no, Aiden. And then when I watched it, I found yeah. myself becoming a Mr. Big apologist. It's just yeah. what happened.
It's what happened.
It's the show, the original show, was just well written in that way. That yeah. even after all that shit, we were still rooting and happy, I think, for Carrie to end up with him.
Yeah.
And like, even throughout the whole movie, right? You're still just like, okay, well, when's she gonna get back together with Big, right? Like, it has to happen. And I found it like almost annoying in the second movie, which like the second movie we can have, you know, take
her right, throw it away.
But when she had her little interlude with Aiden, because I was like, it's enough, Carrie, right? So I almost kind of wish they didn't do that in the second one.
Yeah.
And maybe now this was like the first time we were seeing him again, because that would be maybe a little bit more exciting.
Right.
But I'm intrigued to see where it goes. I still think Carrie's going to end the season single.
Yeah.
Like, I think her and Seema are going to go to the Hamptons, and that's going to be the end of the season.
Yeah, there's, like, it's kind of, like, the only way this new series works is for her, like,
yeah,
for her to be single. But, yeah, I mean, And Just Like That is not good, but, like, I will keep watching it. Charlotte is the best part of
Charlotte
it.
Charlotte is my queen. We need to get an Emmy nomination for Kristen Davis. For
Kristen
that
Davis is acting her
with the THC or whatever was in the brownies.
Literally.
Like, oh, and yeah. she's like, if I die, please let Carrie pick what I wear at my funeral. like that's and, the old.
Yes.
And her and Harry, like.
Her and Harry are the best.
We love Harry. The best. We stan Harry. And like they're her two kids truly just always telling her to like go fuck herself, basically.
And she's like, just like, okay.
And she's like, amazing. No, Lily, I'll come bring you condoms, like in a snowstorm. Like, right. What?
Meanwhile, LTJ is like having a freak out. Like, also, all of them being like, I mean, whatever, fine. Like, maybe in these years, parents are letting their kids have sex. But like, LTJ being like, I don't care if you have sex, but like, just don't do it. And, on don't, touch, bed.
And don't touch my stuff. Like,
right. What? Like, it was her. They're in the Naya literally like not having a plot line anymore. Like,
I know, she's just there.
So annoying.
I'm like, is it because the actress who plays her is in the morning show and the morning show season 3 is coming out soon? Like, maybe.
Is it only on season 3?
The morning show? Yeah.
Is it not on season 4?
No, I think it's pretty sure it's season 3.
Oh my God.
Because
season maybe 2 was not. Her having COVID?
Season 2 was her having COVID. Yeah. It's been that long. It's been like. Yeah.
Famously, I watched The Morning Show season 1. Did you watch 1 and 2?
I watched 1 and 2. Yeah. You and I tried to start 2 together when you were here for dinner one night and we like both fell asleep. But then I went back and I watched it myself.
That's actually something.
Why did the finale make me cry? Like Reese Witherspoon truly like making me emotional in the finale because she was a lesbian. She was a lesbian just for that season, and now she's like not going to be a lesbian anymore. Like,
oh, okay. Yeah, I mean, I loved The Morning Show season 1, so I have to get back. I mean, that's another thing for me.
John
to get back
Hamm's
on.
In it this season.
Get back on my Zoom. Oh, really? I'm excited. I'll have
just
to watch
some eye candy. But yeah, I mean. Just such a silly little show. It's time to return to the morning show. I mean, the two of our remaining topics were making me think of which like I feel like everyone has been saying but that Lana Del Rey post that she did where she was like, question for the culture.
Yeah.
And she was like, now that Doja Cat, Ariana, Camila, Cardi, Kehlani, and Nicki Minaj and Beyonce have had number ones about being, you know, sexy, wearing no clothes, blah, blah, blah. Like her whole long, like, fucking like typewriter notes. Yeah. Thing. But basically, like, people have been going through the line because, like, all of these people have been in the news, like, in order. Like, obviously, Doja Cat, everyone's mad at her because she said, like, she hates her fans or whatever.
Yeah.
Ariana, because right. she's dating this married man, but is winning the I Don't Give a Fuck war because she's just posting about her new perfume, like, right. absolutely doing nothing. I mean, her publicist is battling with Ethan Slater's wife in the press, yeah, basically, literally. To get the narrative. And, like, Scooter Braun, you're not doing a good job, buddy. Like no. This just, like, single mom is winning, basically.
Also, sorry, quickly, on since you said Scooter Braun, I saw a clip of Kelly Clarkson talking about how, I guess, she had, like, is Kelly Clarkson the reason we have the re-records? Because Kelly Clarkson told Taylor Swift to just re-record her music, and then Scooter Braun was mad. Did you see this?
I don't, yeah, I mean, Kelly Clarkson tweeted it. She was like,
I saw a clip of this week.
Taylor Swift, why don't you just, like, it could be a fun little project for you to do, right?
It's literally Kelly Clarkson. Okay, icon.
And basically, yeah, she had to say, like, I'm sorry if he was mad. She was like, I was just kind of, like, trying to be nice to her because she seemed right. stressed and upset about it, right?
So funny.
Classic Kelly Clarkson. Just
yeah, sorry for that segue, but
no,
I
loved it.
I was like, that's really funny.
No, I love it.
Wait, and who else, like, is now, on the list?
Well, Camila is dating someone's ex. Who's she dating?
Oh, Rosalia's ex?
Maybe.
That her ex or her ex-fiance that they literally just broke up.
Camila Cabello. And then obviously Cardi, which we'll bring up with the microphone.
Yeah, she's literally rumored to be dating Rosalia's ex. Like, please.
Yeah, it's like a week after they broke up, right? So it's like they're going down the list on this thing. And then the thing was Lizzo on that Lana Del Rey thing? Like, she should have been.
I know, literally.
But yeah, the Ariana thing still so dark. I mean, like, it got even darker, I feel like, after we talked about it last week. Like, she held the baby, she told the wife she was looking forward to having kids, like, but already they're pulling back, and basically the narrative is that she's giving him space to deal with his marriage, and that smells like he's never gonna see her again, you know.
Yeah.
To the Sex and the City clip. I did it. I left my wife. Who is this?
Right. Literally. It's to me, Ethan Slater, you should be so ashamed.
Oh my God, yeah.
Like, you know, I'm never on the team of anyone, like, breaking up marriages. But Ariana apparently knows what she's doing. Like, she's not a stranger to this behavior.
Absolutely not. It's like she has it down to a science.
If you're, I mean, truly not Ariana Grande, steal your man. Like,
no, but I relate to all the tweets that were like, you'd have to institutionalize me. Like, she held the baby. She hung out with them as a couple. Like, you'd have to have, I'd have to be sedated.
Before he deleted or went on private.
He went on private on
Instagram. Oh, he went on private?
No, he went on private.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay, so before he went private, I was looking at his Instagram, and, like, Ariana Grande had liked, like, every post.
Including his Mother's Day one for his wife.
Yeah.
It's just really dark, and I mean, like, clearly we're not going to get any more details about this for a while. I feel like Ariana's back in the States, maybe, and, like, obviously Wicked isn't filming right now because of the strike, so will it come out on time? Who knows? What will the press tour be like? Juicy. You know, they're gonna have Jonathan Bailey and freaking Cynthia at the front of everything, and Bowen.
And Bowen.
Be shuffling them out, be like, yep, there you go. But yeah, and then next on the list almost is Cardi B, who
right.
I mean, this feels like a bit of a culmination of what's been happening recently with, and we've talked about this, with fucking fans throwing things at performers on stage.
It's so weird.
Harry Styles, they threw a grape at his eye or something, or a Skittle. Kelsea Ballerini, and that was, like, really traumatizing for her because she was had a school, she was in a school shooting when she was in high school. Yeah. Like, she had to like leave the stage. I mean, fans dropped a friendship bracelet and almost hit Taylor Swift. So then they tried to ban friendship bracelets from the next show. It didn't work. They had to backtrack it. It's just the people giving Pink a wheel of cheese. Like, what is happening, right? But it's just someone threw their drink on Cardi B. And I don't know what they thought was going to happen.
I'm like, you know who Cardi B is.
Where and she not only did she throw her mic at them, almost with perfect aim, she swapped hands, I believe, maybe to her more dominant hand to be able to throw it harder.
Yeah,
I mean, she's also under investigation for battery, not good.
Right.
Obviously, you know, we're not in the business of endorsing violence or anything of the sort. But I also asked that person, what the fuck did you think was going to happen?
And why? If I were Cardi B, and like literally, if I were Cardi B and someone threw their drink at me, I'd probably throw my mic at them too. Yeah. And I'm not violent.
It's just like someone throws something at you. You're kind of, I feel like, the instinct is almost to just like, what, like, you know, probably like throw something back, right? And the only thing she had in her hand was the mic. So.
Also, like, Cardi doesn't know what's in that drink. If that's acid, poison, I don't know. People are crazy.
People are crazy. Again, we don't endorse violence, but yes, I think we're on Team Cardi B.
Yeah, I don't, I mean,
it's really
dark.
It wasn't
like Cardi B just hit someone or threw something at someone for no reason. The water, the whatever was in the cup literally hit her.
Yes.
Please.
Oh, God. I can't. I mean, just so much drama. The girls are just fighting. The girls are breaking up with their boyfriends. The girls are in crisis. The girls are bullies. It's not good. It's not good.
Yeah, no. Hollywood is falling apart swiftly. Yeah.
Except for Barbenheimer.
Yes.
Which we saw the second half of. We saw Oppenheimer.
We did.
On Friday. And it is excellent, I think. Very long.
Yeah.
So you feel like we've always said this about Avengers Endgame, which there was so much discourse about it being 3 hours at the time. And that movie doesn't feel like it's 3 hours to me. It feels like it flies by. This movie, I feel like I felt every minute of Oppenheimer, but I also think it's like really expertly, masterfully done and very good. What did you think?
I mean, I think which we predicted, like out of the two, like I'm very much a Barbie girl. Like Barbie was the movie for me. Oppenheimer was good. Like, I know it's good. I can acknowledge that it's very good. And like, there were parts of it that I very much enjoyed. It was entirely too long, but you know, I've had a thing with long movies recently. Like, Babylon was entirely too long. And I literally also felt every minute of that. Sorry, Margot, you need to stop being in these fucking 3 hour movies. Oh no, sorry. Margot is in Barbie. But low-key, the same situation.
Don't come from Margot Robbie's life. No, I'm kidding.
I know. I do love her.
I just think there's a big difference in quality between Babylon and Oppenheimer. But
definitely. No. Oppenheimer was, like, an objectively great movie. And, like, we had many conversations about it after. Obviously, it actually happened. So that is even more intriguing. The acting was amazing. Like, truly, RDJ, Cillian Murphy, all the like random people that were also in it. Emily Blunt had a great scene. I mean, Florence was very naked the whole time, but fine. We still like Florence.
Yeah, and then I feel that was entirely unnecessary, but.
Yeah, agreed. But it was still good.
Yeah, and now we've done the Barbieheimer double feature, just
two
not
great
on the same
movies.
The movies are kind of back, I guess, but also there's kind of nothing coming out in August. So, except for the Meg 2, which I kind of want to see now that I've watched the one on the plane.
Meg is promoting the Meg.
Grassroots marketing for the Meg.
For the Meg, which I love.
I don't need it for me. The Meg made a lot of money, actually, when it came out.
It very much feels like a movie people want to be seeing in theaters.
In the summer, something for the summer, something for the boys.
Something for the summer and for the boys, yes. But yeah, wow. No, I enjoyed it. Oppenheimer, Barbie, Barbenheimer, Slade.
Slay.
A double feature for the ages.
Slay! Did you see, just one last thing before we sign off, did you see that Life and Style reported that Timmy and Kylie have broken up, but now TMZ is reporting that they have not broken up?
I truly forgot they were dating, actually.
I don't know if I believe that they've ever hung out once, to be honest. Have they ever met
AI
in person?
AI.
Literally. Virtual.
Like, that's virtual, where AI really is, really could be used, is faking celebrity relationships.
Yep. Oh my God. That's the future, don't you know? Fucking AI, man.
I can't imagine that Stormy has met Timothée Chalamet.
Stormy, this is Timmy.
Literally.
This is Willy Wonka.
Literally, like, she takes him to see Wonka and Stormy's gonna be like, Timmy. I mean,
Jesus.
Crazy. Anyway. We live in a crazy world. A very, very wild world.
To be honest.
In a simulation. And the simulation is glitching right now.
Mm-hmm.
For so many reasons. But that's okay. We'll be here to talk about it.
Always.
Always.
That is all she wrote.
That is all she wrote.
Ticked off all our boxes.
We did tick off all our boxes. There is one box that we don't have to go into, but just RIP Angus Cloud. That was very sad.
Oh my God. Yeah. That was awful. Really sad. Just terrible. Very sad. Just nothing
more to say except for that is very terrible. And yeah, that's it. Very sad. Not to end on that sad note, but I felt as though it was a moment that happened this week. So we had to pay our respects.
Good catch. We absolutely had to do that.
But yes, if you haven't seen Barbie and Oppenheimer, see it. See both. If you haven't watched Zoe 102, watch it.
Let us know what you think.
And we promise you can still stand in solidarity with Britney, even if you watch Zoe 102. We won't tell her. we love you all so much. Thank you for listening once again. We will be back next week. And most importantly, love you, Meg.
Love you, too.